Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on December 3rd, 2013, at the Top Hat in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Promises. This week's story comes to us from Gregory T. Johnson and is titled, A Tale of Two Brothers. Thank you for listening.
So I'm coming home for Christmas dinner. It's about 1973. And, 75, and I'm going to make it short. It's at the Jersey Shore. I'm going to make it short because I've got to get back into the city because I have tickets to Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral. So I'm going to make it short, but the other people in the house are my father, my mother, my brother Zach, and his wife Kitty. Now, I was at the time just out of graduate school, acting school, and I was... a man about town in New York City. And my brother, I was also a war protester. That's important to the story. I was a war protester. I did all that stuff. And my brother was a Marine he was a lieutenant in the Marines. And so we were all coming to my mother and father's house for Christmas dinner. And as I was walking in the door, my father says, this is going to be interesting. And we commenced to eating and drinking as Irish Catholic New York families started doing. And about 10 o'clock, we started talking about war, which was a mistake. And we were talking about Vietnam, and I remember saying something to my brother to the effect that he was taking orders from people who were allowing children to be killed in Vietnam. Well, at that point, in a flash, my brother leapt out of his chair onto me, pushed me down onto the rug, and whispers in my ear, I could kill you. And at this point, I realize he's not fighting to me like the Marine commando he is. He's fighting with me like we used to fight when we were 10 and 8. So I said, there's only one thing I can do at this point. There's only one thing to do at this point. Do what I used to do in the old days. Relax. So I let all the air out of my body, and I just relaxed. In the meantime, his wife had jumped on his back, and my mother had jumped on her back, and my father had gone into the kitchen because he had recently had a heart attack, and he didn't want to get involved at all. So the relaxation worked, and he got off, and his wife pulled him off, and I got up, and I put my blazer on, and I said, well, I'm off. I'm going to New York, and I'm going to St. Patrick's. And I did go to St. Patrick's. I picked up my date, and we went to St. Patrick's, and I remember during the communion, I was standing, and I looked down on my white shirt underneath my blue blazer, and there was blood on it. There was my blood, because I had done a thing on the rug burn. And and I didn't speak to my brother for about 4 or 5 years, and then because there's death in the family, brothers come together, and we were cordial and nice, and everything was kind of polite. Quick forward 10 years, 20 years, early 1990s, I am... in the East Coast with the company, and I get a call from my brother, who I really haven't seen, save for funerals, and he says, come over, let's have dinner. Went over, had dinner, we're sitting down, having dinner, and then we commence to drinking Jack Daniels, and at 2 a.m, my brother tells me this story. He says, there was a moment when I was in Vietnam, I was a ranger, and we went behind enemy lines, and I was on the top of a hill, and my platoon was being picked off by Viet Cong. They had surrounded us, and they were coming up the hill slowly. And there was actually 6 of us left on the top of the hill out of 33. And my brother said a prayer. He said, I promise, God, that if I ever get out of here, I will raise my children Catholic and I will go to church every Sunday. And at that moment, he heard the choppers. And they came over the hill, just like Apocalypse Now, picked up my brother and his five men and got them out of there. And Tim telling that story brought the whole story to completion for me in terms of brothers and promises and forgiveness. And as far as I know, he's kept his promise. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, film, and performance art. TopHatLounge.com. Jonathan Marquis. Jonathan Marquis is an artist and human in Missoula, Montana. Learn more about him and his art at SubjectToGravity.com. That's Subject, the number 2, Gravity.com. Matt LaRubio, screen printing and graphic design. Learn more about Matt and what he has to offer at ranchhanddesign.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, rockinrudy's.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and to the storytellers, Gregory T. Johnson, Susie Risho, Samuel Jackson Enemy Hunter, Stephanie Wing, Taz Chelland, John Engen, Amy Rosendahl, Andrea Davis, and Michael Marsalek. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for February 11th at the Top Hat. The theme is, What Are You Waiting For? The official Tell Us Something site is tellussomething.org. Thank you again for your support and your interest in live storytelling and local art here in Missoula, Montana.